Good morning from San Francisco. This is Mika Paikala, and I'm with Brian McDonald of the National Braille Press, a fellow Bostonian who came out here to the West Coast, and we're looking at their version of an Android tablet with a Braille display. So, Brian, could you tell people a little bit about the device?
Well, thank you, Mika. This is exciting to us. We were invited to be in the sandbox, the developer sandbox from Google today for accessibility, and their team has been great in supporting accessibility with Android. This device is a 20-cell portable unit that's a mobile computer. We'll call it a tablet because its functionality is just like a tablet. It has everything including Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and GPS built in, and it also has a camera for doing OCR and using the apps on the market like the currency and color identifiers and Google Images are all downloadable apps on the marketplace that can be used today on that. And we're excited because with the open source platform, we now look at creating apps for Braille as well, you know, so that we can have young reader games. It has an accelerometer tilting mechanism built in for gaming even, and we're really looking forward to developing apps that are supporting Braille literacy and also for people in the workplace as adults.
And you're also trying to maintain a reasonable price point, especially for assistive technology.
That's correct. I mean, all these devices, as you know, are much more expensive than we would like them to be. The average cost of a traditional note taker is about $6,100. We hope to sell this one for $2,000. We haven't had final pricing yet, but that's our goal. And, you know, being a nonprofit, National Braille Press is devoted to selling it at the lowest price we can, just like we do with our books, as I'm sure you're aware.
And a lot of blind people are probably more familiar with the iPhone and the iOS platform. And what could you kind of tell them about Android, kind of getting started with that, with a number of these tablets and other devices that are coming out, and obviously the focus of Google I.O.?
Right. Well, I, if you were at the opening remarks this morning, I think the most compelling thing to say is, yes, Apple certainly got a jump on the game, and they did a very good job of it, so we give them that credit. But Android is, talk about acceleration and gearing up. Everything in the future, I believe, household products will be Android-driven. It's just getting so strong of a rush that I believe that it'll help all of us, sighted and blind, as far as products. And it's amazing what's happening. Were you there this morning?
I was, yeah, with the accessories. And I was really struck by the bike.
Oh,
so maybe you could control the exercise bike,
yeah,
you know, with a device like this.
That's what I mean. Household products are eventually going to be having Android platforms built into them to connect to everything. So this device here, according to what they said, with the next generation, will be able to actually turn on your lights in your house and turn on your car and everything else through Android. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that can happen.
And what version of Android will this be running? They talked about honeycomb and the ice cream sandwich.
And that's, we don't know now. I was also surprised this morning. So we have, I mean, this is already above a 2.2, so we'll be able to have all the versions we want. But I want to get the latest one, and it's hard to keep up with these guys, you know,
mm-hmm,
as you heard today. It's amazing what they talked about today.
Mm-hmm. So honeycomb sounds like it's the current version.
Right.
And then ice cream sandwich coming out later this year.
Yeah. I think they're going to give us some of that tonight probably at the party.
Right.
So it's fun, though. This is great. Google's been great. Obviously, this is an amazing conference. And, over 5,000 people here. And,
exactly.
And to have the opportunity to be right here with just 8 groups on accessibility is quite impressive.
So in other words, there's 8 accessibility tables.
Right here.
And they're in a very prominent area. I mean, we're not hidden somewhere. You kind of have to walk by here
It's an ideal location. And again, I give credit. The whole accessibility team has been here, making sure that we're working with them on their software side, but also from a prominence point of view, that we are right in the front of all of it. So it's just a home run as far as I'm concerned.
All right, well, stay tuned to the National Braille Press, nbp.org. Are there any other sites or information like that you'd want to give out to people?
Just going to that website, you can link through to everything else. So that's the place to be. That's easy to remember. Thank you, Mika.
All right, thanks, Brian. Stop.
It's on pause right now.
Or just hit pause. Sometimes the voiceover dies when it's recorded.
How do I get out of pause to stop?
or just as